And we are back in the room for part two, broadcasting on TaiwanRadio.com. This is the fifth birthday show with Sonic and Steve.
Hi.
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 I'm gonna go. So reset still isn't about, so yeah, we will just continue along. Did you see this story that's come out this week about Christine Lagarde? Remember a while ago, yeah. we mentioned that there was the possibility of her being on trial for negligence, and it's now she is going on trial, and it'll be going on for the next 3 months.
Yeah, I've seen that, and I thought, isn't that old news? And then I realised, yeah, it's not. It's it is old news, but it's actually happening. She is going to go on the dock for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether she gets done or not remains to be seen. But it would be good if she does. That's the.
This was when she was the head. She was like the
IMF.
The Treasury. No, this was before the IMF. This was when she was like the Treasury Secretary.
Treasury.
Like George Osborne's role.
Like French Chancellor of the Exchequer, sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, this does sort of highlight how dodgy the position of the being head of the International Monetary Fund is. It proves you've got to be fucking dodgy to get that job.
Yeah. Got to be the right person.
Yeah. So with her and... the last Eyes Wide Shut dude that they had. What was he called?
George Soros.
No. Stress, something like that.
Strauss-Armin, was it?
Yeah.
You forgot he fucked around, wasn't he?
He's like Red Cloak in Eyes Wide Shut.
Well, that's meant to be George Soros, isn't it?
Yes. Red Cloak. Yeah.
No.
And so, George Soros got some hand in funding this Black Lives Matter.
Started it. He took the money up for it. Yeah, it's a psyop. For sure.
I suppose, you know, these pop-up activists that the, you know, an Occupy being one of them, they do just... You know, just recycle the same thing over and over, don't they?
They do, yeah. Well, like I was saying earlier, if you look at Joao's stuff, that it's just all that. It's all the same thing. That counterculture, the women's liberation movement, the vegetarian movement, fucking all of it. It's just Occupy. It's just occupying your mind with something else. Not letting you to be yourself and sovereign when you should be.
Yeah.
Like Taiwan is, we started the same day as Occupy and we're still occupying and they're not.
Yes.
But that word Occupy has got a sort of a connotation to it now, hasn't it? We never, you never mentioned something like, Occupy the fucking, the whatever. It's sort of got this sort of stigma attached to it with that movement. And therefore, it's got some kind of controlling sort of thing over you, isn't it? Very clever, these fuckers.
But also, there's It's one of those words that has split alters.
Mm.
In that, so yeah, you've got the sort of now sort of negative or more disillusionment attached to the Occupy movement. So you've got that. You've got occupation, as in, you know, your slave job, and then you've got occupation, as in like Israel-Palestine situations.
Mm.
So
it's an interesting one.
And all three, are attacking your mind in a different way, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's like the tri attack. In there's three of them.
Well, it's funny, the latest sort of thing that sort of, you know, it kind of doesn't mean a whole lot to us over here, but this pipeline thing in America with the Native American, the Native Indians, I mean, that's getting a sort of Occupy sort of like a focus on it at the moment, isn't it? I mean, I've seen this week there was somebody had published a photograph of the camp, and it was actually a picture of Woodstock. I mean, I put up, I said, man, that's amazing, that looks like Woodstock. And fucking hell, it was. And have you seen the for real picture? It's like a few, I mean, it's quite a few tents and sort of stuff like that scattered around, but it's really sparse.
I saw the clip of from Democracy Now where Amy Goodman's doing an interview there with all the people and sort of filming the security guards and the bulldozers. I see how with the advent of social media, how fast things can be changed in people's perception. So I'm sure that there's still quite a few people protesting against that situation. Was the Woodstock picture put up to promote it, or was it that done to diminish its authenticity?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think it was definitely put up to sort of play it down, saying, "Oh, look, they're just a bunch of hippies," because that's what the immediate one is got with that, isn't it? And it's not. It's fucking, you know, the it's people coming together, which they hate. They absolutely fucking hate it, and especially the natives of that.
I mean, isn't that going through like some sacred burial place and?
Full stops going through. Is it? I don't know if it's a reservation. Again, I haven't really dived straight, you know, in head tail into it sort of thing. But it's just interesting to watch it because it's like how much have we heard about that in the news over here? Absolutely fuck all. But then you'll hear about some cat that's fucking up a tree on the news sort of thing, you know, some frivolous thing you hear about, but this is getting absolutely zero coverage. Have you seen it on the mainstream over here?
No. But what I did see on the mainstream news was the fact that Bake Off was leaving the BBC and going to fucking Channel 4. How is that fucking headline news? Hello?
What a fucking... I know.
Is that a slow news week or what?
Well, it's like it's nothing. No agenda to push. Fucking week. Do we really give a fuck about where a fucking cake's baked on the telly? No.
But the situation going on regarding that pipeline sort of reminds me of the situation going on during, was it like from last November-ish to, you know, where those people were sort of taking over like a school.
What not?
And
I thought you were going to say that farm.
Yeah, the farm. Was it the farm? Yeah.
Yeah, Rum, but Rum, wasn't it? And such likes.
And then eventually the cops shot like one of the main dudes, and they arrested the other one.
So, yeah, I didn't just do that last off, like they normally do.
I only just realised maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago that that Dean Clifford's at, like, they actually banged him up.
Really?
Yeah. They sent him down for like 3.5 years.
Fucking hell! Wow.
Yeah. Because I think initially he'd got arrested, and then I think they put him on bail, or he'd been in for like 18 months, and then he was released on bail, but then got sent down at trial.
Oh, wow. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen him around for a while.
And that's why.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Fucking hell.
I think Rob Bernard's still knocking him out, though, so...
excellent. Yeah, what happened to Rob? He said he was going to come on, but he never did.
He did. We did a show
Rob
with
him. Rob Bernard. Oh! Oh! Right, I'm thinking of the other one, the comedian guy. That's not Rob Menard.
Yeah,
Rob Menard never came on.
He came on, yeah.
Did I miss that one?
I can't remember when, but he definitely did.
So many interviews.
Yeah, so... let's see when he was on Type 1 Radio.
You not think that guy came on the night with Ben Stewart?
No. Definitely, I've got, because, I've got him on Skype here.
Yeah, I've got him on Skype. Yeah, I'm sure you know. He said he'd written a book and he was going to come on and discuss his book with us. But he never did.
Anyway.
Never mind that. What about old Hillary then? Is she going to die before the election? That'd be fucking hilarious, wouldn't it?
That
if she dies, does that mean Donald wins by default?
Fucking hell. maybe his wig will win by default.
Yeah, those collapsing pictures were just hilarious. Have you seen all the Photoshop ones? One guy... Yeah, was when she's been helped out of the van and they photoshopped out the van and like Steve Wilner put one on her up walking towards the Stargate in the film Stargate, and another one of them walk getting helped up to the gallows. There's a fucking big noose waiting for her at the top of the stairs. Like,
well, that almost looked like it was like it was a dummy.
Mm. Yeah, it was well weird.
Because it didn't look, because she's not a massive lady, but she's, you know, not as tight, not as slim as the woman that was being helped there. You know, I mean, and it could be another Clone Club situation that, that clone that was at the 9/11 memorial was on a shutdown like mm-hmm. like in Blade Runner.
Yeah, right. A replicant.
Cause this, yeah, yeah.
Didn't she fall over and hit her head as well last week?
Yeah.
And have you seen the one with Barack Obama saying saying to Bill Clinton, how's Hillary's head? She's going, it's all right, but she's no Monica. That was quite good. Some funny motherfuckers out there, isn't there?
Someone top of a picture, I think it might have been Neil Simpson, he put up a picture of, it's like Hillary on the telly, a picture of Hillary sort of like
yeah.
holding a mouth and
she's coughing, like she's giving coughing, him, he's got yeah.
yeah. Yeah. He looks like she's giving him a blowjob.
Yeah, yeah. That's on an iPad, isn't it? That picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Oh, I'm just getting my beer. Have you got a beer?
I don't, no. My heartburn's gone, so I might crack something later. But, trying hard to fill some content. So what's happening? Do you reckon there's another false flag going on in
France? Yeah, because there was the first. So this afternoon, I saw on Sky News there that there was. Some gunshots and potential hostages taken in some church in the centre of Paris, and then all the security cops and such like ran to the scene, and then it turns out that it was just a false alarm. So.
No.
Was this a just a like a false flag, like a staged non-incident to keep people's, because France isn't necessarily in sort of martial law, but they've put the threat level up to obviously severe, and it's almost like it's a state of emergency, so they can have the army and police on the streets whenever they want. So I think maybe they get a certain amount of days where if there's no incidents, then the state of emergency has to go down. So they have to have things like this. To keep it present.
Yeah, keep it top ticking over.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, bastards, eh? Just, there's nothing wrong, just fucking stop it. Yeah, you're seeing as there's protests in Germany as well against transatlantic fucking trade deals. Really? Who the fuck's staging that? Are the people of Germany suddenly going, no, we don't want to do business with anyone else except Europe?
Well, that might be like a TTIP thing, though.
Yeah, you know, TTIP meaning.
And
what does TTIP mean?
TTIP's like the transatlantic trade partnership, isn't it?
Yeah.
But there was a story about. The TSIP, which is pretty much the same thing, but I think it's got less like government oversight, and that sounds a bit more like Agenda 21.
Well, do you know what it stands for? TTIP, the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. Oh. There you go. That's straight out of fucking common purpose, that, isn't it?
Yeah, and any Philip K. Dick book.
Yeah. Forget fucking Anthony Peacock, we can talk about Philip K. Dick all day long with him, can't we?
Yeah, because his book that's out at the moment, his new one, is all about it's the doors of perception. So it's talking it's taking in lucid dreaming, hypnagogic, the Damien and Idealon, they call them.
It's, yeah. It's, yeah.
And precognition. So the stuff that he wrote on Philip K. Dick. It's his stuff, his Infinite Mind book. It's like a updated all those subjects. The interview with Mysterious Universe. I'm going to have to get the book because it sounds really interesting. How people with temporal lobe epilepsy have crazy deja vus. And that they were mentioning the story of there's a lad, I don't know quite where he was in the world, but he was basically having a 4-year Groundhog Day.
I remember that.
And apparently that situation is more common than people would realise.
Yeah. Do you remember that story I was saying years ago about, or a couple, maybe last year, about the fella that started reading the newspaper? As soon as he started reading it, he's going, oh no, I already know this. But he couldn't because it was like a new newspaper.
Uh-huh.
Remember that? And that was sort of linked to epilepsy. Some kind of weird sort of offshoot of epilepsy that happens to you, sort of thing, when you think once you start reading things, you think you've already known them. So therefore, you're seeing the future or whatever, sort of thing. I mean, that's Anthony's territory, that, isn't it?
I sort of did that with Hillsborough, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I remember reading in the paper, you know, maybe that week, and I sort of vaguely knew that it was Sheffield Wednesday's ground, but you know, I'm not a football fan, so
you wouldn't necessarily do that.
It wouldn't be in my head, and reading the that fixture, and it was saying that it was at Hillsborough, and I was like, just got thinking, Hillsborough, where do I know that? Why is that so such an imprinted thing in my brain?
Yeah,
and then yeah, well, like a few days later, that happened, and I was like, fucking hell, that's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, amazing. I mean, it could be because it used to be that all semi-finals are played either at neutral ground, sort of thing, from the two teams, and sort of as equidistant as it could be from each of the two teams who are playing in it, sort of thing. And Hillsborough was always a big stadium, so it was always one that was sort of, you know, favoured. It would either be...
watched any football matches, though. So,
yeah, no, but you might have heard it mentioned because it is a sort of one that's used often, or it was used often up until then, sort of thing. So you could have heard it on the telly as you were passing by or something, sort of thing. Yeah. I mean, I have loads of fucking things. Especially with being on the CBD oil, which I take for bedtime most nights when I remember, and it's really and gives you mad vivid dreams, eh? Like real. You know when sort of dreams are surreal kind of dreams. Well, these dreams are actually what you would normally do in the walking life sort of thing. And I haven't had any of them sort of come true yet, but I'm sure there's going to be a few deja vus sort of sneaking off of me somewhere along the line. And just another bit of pre. So if we were talking about Dave a minute ago, he's just come online and he's changed his name all of a sudden from Dave, allegedly Dave, to Dave Starbuck.
Yeah.
Which is quite bad, isn't it? Because I saw him before when he was online.
Yeah,
but I saw him before when he was online and he was allegedly known as Dave, so I think.
Right, yeah, okay.
Weird. Weird. Another one happened today was what's his name again? Alex Anastasi?
Yeah,
you know him? Yeah.
Well, he's so,
Alex Ansari, oh yeah. I thought it was Anastasi, but anyway. He sort of done something about the, because it's a Harvest Moon, was last night, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's supposedly the brightest full moon of the year when they do the harvest thing. And I put up as a little comment, Neil Young's Harvest Moon, the tune. Because I don't know if you noticed, I was putting all the tunes up today, as in like 5 years and all that. And fuck me, Jack Blood had put that up on another related post. Isn't that funny? Just about two posts down. Well, what weird. Wow. I didn't look at the time it was posted, so I think that'd be too spooky, that'd be too geeky, wouldn't it?
It'd be 4:20.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Any other bongs? Bong world?
Let's have a look.
You noticed anything different about YouTube?
Not really.
No, well, they're kind of stopping the money thing, aren't they?
Okay.
If you're kind of
people make
deemed, people. Yeah, if you're kind of deemed to be doing any kind of advertising or any kind of sort of like, you know, promoting anything, they're going to stop paying you, even if you've had like bazillions of hits, because like all these geeky kids shows about movies and all the rest of it sort of thing are seen to be, are deemed to be in promotion for the film, and so they're just not paying. When they're not, they're just critiques of the film sort of thing. It's really fucking bastards, because these people, some of these people get millions of hits, say, which qualifies you for said money.
So does that include like those live channels where people are watching other people play video games and they donate to them? Is that going to stop those?
Is that on YouTube though?
Yeah, yes, on YouTube, like game live.
Right.
Just people playing
Zelda or something, yeah.
and you know, people are donating and they get like fucking crazy viewers.
Yeah. Well, I knew about, did you know about Stitcher? That's another video platform thing. Like, some people were getting up to 250,000 for playing in games against each other. Like,
On Stitcher?
Yeah.
Twitcher, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's Twitcher, it's not Stitcher. Stitcher's a radio thing. Yeah. Yeah, Twitcher or Twitch, whatever it is. Like, people were getting up to fucking, like, $250,000 for playing a game, because, like, people were betting against them or with them and all that. Because, there's a YouTuber thing there on the technology page here. I'm just looking at the BBC. There's a YouTuber charged over gambling site. Two-member charges of offences under the Gambling Act, which is thought to be the first prosecution involving video games. Which is quite fucking bizarre. Have you seen that, no?
No. I just saw a story there, from the first a terminally ill child becomes the first euthanized miner in Belgium.
Yeah, Belgium, yeah, I've seen that. That's fucking not good, is it? That's really not good.
Particularly in Belgium, where there's like fucking very dark cult, old cults.
Dead men. Dead kids tell no tales.
Yeah.
I think that one's saying it out loud, isn't it?
Definitely, poor things.
Yeah, I know.
Have they actually got euthanasia for adults then in Belgium? Or is it just kids?
Probably just kids, yeah. I know, have you seen Rolf Harris has been taken to hospital?
Has he?
And,
what for?
Pajcik said, Pajcik said, let's hope it's not a children's hospital.
Boom boom.
A terminally ill teenager has been helped to die in Belgium. The first case of age restriction in David has been lifted. It was lifted in 2014. So yeah, they must have assisted dying over there then.
Yeah, I thought it was just Switzerland.
Switzerland, yeah.
Because surely European, if it's allowed in Belgium, now European wide?
I don't know. I can't
because
see
the EU basically grew out of the Benelux, didn't they? The sort of the Luxembourg, Belgium, Dutch triumphant. Poor kid.
I know. Well, there is actually a head of the federal euthanasia commission. I've never heard of that body before, had you?
No.
Belgium is,
I bet they've got something to do with Agenda 21.
Belgium is the only country that allows minors of any age to choose euthanasia. Well, so they must have a law over there. Jesus Christ. Parents of the under-18s must give their consent. Euthanasia Commission head, Wim Detention, Distrinum Lass, said the teenager was nearly 18 and the doctors used private sedation, which involves bringing patients into an induced coma as part of the process. Fucking hell. Jesus. That's fucked up, isn't it?
Yeah, very fucked up.
Oh, here we go. Where assisted dying is permitted, the Netherlands, Belgium, Luxembourg permit euthanasia as assisted suicide. Switzerland permits assisted suicide if the person assisted acts unselfishly. Colombia and California and Canada have all joining in. California last year joined the US state of Oregon, Washington, Vermont and Montana. Fucking hell. Is that it's Minnesota where resets from, isn't it? Yeah, I didn't realise there were so many countries that allowed it. But Belgium and the Netherlands are the only ones that permit it for people under 18.
That says a lot, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
That's really quite dark.
Yeah, that's proper dark. Belgium. Oh, you fuckers. I mean, I don't know, did you ever read Thingy's other book, Dave McGowan's other book about the serial killers?
Program to Kill, no.
Shit, I mean, there's a whole section on Belgium in there and it's fucking horrible. Like, basically all the firemen got together and got every engine in Brussels to come to the... Is Brussels the capital of Belgium?
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they went into wasn't the EU building they went to the you know the Belgian the Flemish government building and just all turned the hoses on it as a sort of you know saying Protest. Fucking clean yourselves up you bastards. Well, basically saying clean yourselves up. This is you know, the significance of the water being squished over them by the fire.
Oh. So, this week is would have been the 100th anniversary of Roald Dahl. Your 100th birthday, if he'd have. And he was born in Cardiff. So in Cardiff, has been transformed. There's a picture of, I don't know, maybe some castle. Or a park building in Cardiff that has got a big lizard coming out of it. David Icke will be jumping on that one, won't he? But I find it really interesting that Roald Dahl is, in the nation's mind, he's this sort of lovable. Giant mm-hmm. kids author, and yet he spent his early days in the spycraft along with his very good friend Ian Fleming, and they were another part of the British invasion, weren't they? Infiltrated the White House even because Roald was like. Bessie mates with Roosevelt's wife, what's she called, Eleanor?
Eleanor, yeah.
So, yeah. None of that's talked about when they talk about Roald. I have, with my little conspiracy hat on, I think that maybe since Jamie Cullen has married Sophie Dahl, he's quite often on tour with his band, so he would be a prime candidate for. Another type, you know, another spying role within that family.
Possibly. Well, he's never had any fucking real success, has he? But he's dead popular. No, I've never really heard that. Other than doing sort of big bandy stuff.
He does a radio show on Radio 2. He's always touring. He's always doing it from some sort of tour bus or something in America somewhere. he's basically doing a type of the way that we broadcast on our laptops, but for Radio 2.
But like I said last week, we don't want any money.
No. We don't want your fucking money. Go and spend it within your community instead.
Go and buy some...
buy some CBD or tincture or cream. That cream is... wonderful stuff. I was thinking that you're saying that it helps with various different types of ailments. So I get a bit of psoriasis on my head. So I put a bit of that on the other day, and it seems to be clearing up.
Yeah, it's a great moisturiser, for sure.
Yeah.
There it is. And do you find you have to use it all the time?
No, not really.
No, it's amazing, isn't it? You don't have to sort of like, you know, these, what are they called, steroid creams and all that, that you've got to keep rubbing on sort of eczema and stuff like that. I got somebody else a thing, and his daughter's got eczema on her legs, and it's pretty much all gone. Uh-huh. And he said, and she doesn't even ask for it anymore. She was like, you know, she was sort of saying, I can have some of that, and now it's like, no, doesn't need it.
Well, and also, for things like, you know, Voltarol, because that's what I was initially using it for an ache in my sort of knee joint. So mm-hmm. I was sort of rubbing it around my knee and underneath there. And whereas sometimes, or before I had that, I'd be using like a deep heat or something that's got diclofenac in. And yeah. This has sorted it out completely. Lovely. It smells quite nice as well.
It smells nice, yeah. I think that's lavender, or she put something in it to sort of give it a, because I don't think it's got any kind of odor, so she just adds that as a sort of, you know, so you know you've taken something or rubbed something on you. But yeah, CBDs are fucking amazing. They're absolutely incredible. Well, I contacted you this week to get a hold of Mark Golding.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was talking to him about a friend who wants some cannabis oil. And I'd got him some concentrated CBDs, but he didn't want it. Something. He didn't want to try it. But that's actually, Mark and I said, well, it's just as good. You know, it's both, you know, for taking that as a sort of entry level stuff, because if you take C straight away, it's going to fucking like, you're going to get nauseous off it and all that. And that's what CBDs does. CBD oil sort of alleviates the nausea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that as well. Yeah, it sort of gets your cannabinoid receptors, which you have in your body naturally. I mean, how fucking weird is that?
It is like our sister organism.
Yeah, it's our companion. And it's been taken away from us, or tried to be, but they see they can't do it because it's
they can't separate.
Well, ganja actually means plant of God. Did you know that?
Yes.
Ganja, because gang is plant in ja. Well, ja is thing,
I suppose throughout the history. Or the recent history since Prohibition, all the names have been to get away from the fact that it is the plant of God. You know, by even calling it skunk, its connotation is one of disdain. You know. Mm-hmm. Smelly,
yeah, pungent, repellent.
Yeah,
that's what a skunk sort of fucking hits you with. And, it's funny because go on.
And also the way that interbreeding the species and pushing up the THC levels has actually had a detriment to its overall press.
Yeah, or potency as a medicine.
Mm. Yeah, it's sort of masking that because it's getting negative press because now people are linking it to mental health disorders, It's only being linked because people with the predisposition to mental health issues through, you know, genetics, mm-hmm. because the balance of CBD and THC isn't, or it's way out of balance, where the THC, you know, up to like 20%, you know, that it's been, you know, pushed there, isn't it? So the powers that be do, even though not openly, they do regulate the system of so you know, way back when the idea of skunk or first came out, I'm sure that was
part of the plan,
to later demonize it, because they knew that the backlash was coming with you know, the 420 situation in California,
or it could have been a sort of whack the THC up to sort of make the more anxiety sort of side of it be more something real, that you think, oh, maybe they're fucking right, you know, the sort of the fear that you get with like heavy skunks and all the rest of it, because that's what SAD's all about, isn't it? The sort of social anxiety disorders thing, isn't it? I mean, the push that around has been sort of connected to sort of heavy use of marijuana, haven't they? But the thing is, CBDs counteracts that and brings you down, so you're not as, you know, the fear sort of factor is not, you know, the fear that you get from like heavy skunks and all the rest of it. It's like, yeah, I mean, remember that film American Beauty?
Yeah.
You seen that? Yeah. When the guy who's the dealer and Kevin Spacey buys it off him, he's going, oh, this is CIA weed. There's no, the fucking, the active ingredient that gives you the fear. Paranoia has been grown out of it.
Yeah.
It's like, fucking hell. I've actually heard of people who've had some of that. They're saying, oh, yeah, it's for real. It just, like, chills you out. There's another film called Swimming to Cambodia, I think I mentioned to you before. It was done by a guy called Sterling Morrison, who did. He was in the Killing Fields. He played the American ambassador's sort of assistant in the Killing Fields. Excuse me, and he was the one that was giving Sidney Shamberg the inside information on what was going on in Cambodia, sort of thing. You know, the Pol Pot thing and all the rest of it. But he wrote a diary of making that film, and then he did a monologue of it, that sort of thing, and. He said, because after he did the film, he had quite a lot of money and he went travelling, and he said he met this fucking CIA guy, or military guy, military intelligence guy, who was placed in a bunker under the sea in a fucking, like, you know, in a sealed sort of, like, marine thing, and needed his finger on the button, ready to fucking press it when he got the order. And he basically, they were on, like, blue flake cocaine with this paranoid-free fucking skunk. So that when they got the order through, they just went, "Ah, oh, fucking yeah, press."
Quite... Come on, press them. I bet it was like Beavis and Butthead in there, wasn't it?
Yeah, so CBDs are on the fucking the rise over here as a sort of you know, but again, I think we mentioned his sister once saying the reason why she can't use, or the doctors can't use cannabis in cancer research is because it is illegal and they're not allowed to use it. It's as simple as that. Although what, you're fucking not allowed to use it. Well, CBD is actually legal as well, but they're fucking looking at it because it's not got a psychoactive. They're putting forward the argument that it's not psychoactive and it doesn't get you stoned or high. It doesn't have any side effects or fuck all. So,
well, aren't they trying to make a pill out of it, though?
I don't know, with the oil.
So I think also the issue is because the plant.
The issue is it's the same plant.
It can't be patented, can it? So maybe that's what. Monsanto were trying to do in Uruguay, and that we were talking about with Eric. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's a reason why it's they're still hesitant because, you know, they know that when the floodgates actually open, with research from, you know, like that that Spanish doctor that I was talking about, Christina, I can't remember her last name. Actually, you know, this, like, now there is scientific evidence to say, to prove that it does reduce tumours, and it specifically targets the tumour. It doesn't, unlike radiotherapy, it, where they're targeting all cells, this just literally targets the cancer cells. So it's almost like it's been made to do that job.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it being our companion plant, would be the cure of all ills, wouldn't it? Not.
Yes. Well, it actually stops the growth of tumours. If there's a tumour there, it'll stop it growing any, thus sort of bring it under control.
So, well, her research was saying that it actually stops and decreases it, the cancer kills itself.
Right.
It does something to the cancer cell that it can't, because the cancers are just mutating cells, aren't they?
It turns off the gene which is involved in it sort of spreading and sort of growing more. So once it does that, it just sort of like fucking implodes and just doesn't bother doing anything else. Because, like, you know, I've heard an example you've got a melanoma sort of spot on your arm or something like that, and you scratch it, that starts it spreading. But if you just don't ever touch it, then it won't do fuck all sort of thing, you know, it won't become malignant and sort of like spread and sort of kill you. So one thing that the CBD oils studies have found out that is it just stops the growth altogether. And because it can't grow anymore, it just sort of just loses the will to live basically and stops. So it never actually goes away, but it never actually doesn't do the badness that it does. And that's one study anyway, I'm sure. And this is on CBDs sort of stuff.
So maybe the CBD stops the growth, and the THC kills the cell.
Yeah, it just gets rid of it.
So literally the cells get really stoned and just can't be asked. It's like the cancer is having a YT.
Yeah. The thing is, you'd think it'd get stoned and get the munchies and start sort of being fucking aggressive again, though, wouldn't you, for food? Yeah. I mean, surely it's just a matter of time before we get it. It's saying here that drugs may interact with CBD oil.
What drugs?
It's drugs that may interact, and it's just got to, yeah. Cytochrome P450 enzyme system research has clearly shown that cannabis CBD is potential to effectively. Yeah, it just helps.
Howard's just joined us. Say happy birthday, Howard.
Happy birthday, Howard.
Yep.
It's the radio show's fifth birthday.
Happy birthday, radio show.
He says, happy birthday, radio show. Right, we're coming up to the end of the show here now.
Oh, yeah.
So I've got the David Bowie tune, aptly chosen by Steve here, called 5 years. Here's to another 5 years, Steve.
Another 5 years, is that?
Will we last? You know, that would be crazy.
If we want to, we can. So, you can do anything this time around.
Yes.
So yeah, let's hope we're not going to end the world like this song suggests we might be, but I'm sure we won't, because we're on this crazy journey, this crazy path. And let's hope our good friends Fychik, Swami, and Reset are all back with us soon, all healthy and happy. And until then,
yes,
we'll see you.
See you next week. Take care, folks.
Pushing through the market square, so many mothers sighing. News had just come over, we had 5 years left crying. News guy wept and told us Earth was really dying. Cried so much his face was wet, then I knew he was not lying. I heard telephones, opera house, favorite melodies, I saw boys, toys, electric irons and TVs. My brain hurt like a warehouse, it had no room to spare. I had to cram so many things to store everything in there. And all the fat skinny people, and all the tall short people, and all the nobody people, and all the somebody people. I never thought I'd need so many people. Girl my age went off ahead, hit some tiny children. If the black hadn't pulled her off, I think she would have killed them. A soldier with a broken arm fixed his stare to the wheels of a Cadillac. A cop knelt and kissed the feet of a priest, and a queer threw up at the sight of that. I think I saw you in an ice cream parlor, drinking milkshakes cold and long, smiling and waving and looking so fine.